This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1564, How to Have More Energy in 6 Steps by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Monday. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for being here and welcome back to a new week of Optimal Health Daily. Now, I'm sure you're getting ready for the holidays and are busy holiday shopping, so I'm going to keep this intro nice and short. So let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. How to Have More Energy in 6 Steps by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. Do you regularly feel low on energy? It's a tough place to be if a fit and healthy body is your goal. Being low on energy will make you more likely to reach for foods that probably won't support your goals. Exercise will feel like a slog, and you might find your motivation levels dropping. If you want to know how to have more energy, then listen on. Today, I'm sharing a simple approach to holistic health and fitness that will help ensure your bases are covered. Put a little consideration and effort into these 6 areas, and you'll be one step closer to better energy levels. Ultimately, I know you want to get out there and enjoy life to its fullest. So let's take a look at reclaiming your energy so you can do more of the things you enjoy. Eat well. If you want to know how to have more energy, first consider the quality of your diet. The largest portion of a healthy nutritional regime should consist of a variety of seasonal fruits and vegetables. These foods contain lots of nutrients. More than any other foods, they will provide what your body requires to function well and keep you energized. Combined with good fats like fish, nuts, and seeds, and some protein like from meats, eggs, and legumes, you'll be on your way to an energy-rich nutritional regime. Drink well. Water should never be underestimated as a powerful way to energize your body. It's common to grab a coffee or another caffeinated beverage, which may provide a temporary energy fix, but could very well leave you feeling low on energy once the effects have worn off. If you're working on how to have more energy, take a large glass of water. Try out the next tip on the list and then see if you still need that coffee. Move your body. There are immense benefits to regular activity, one of which is having a mental break to refresh and re-energize the mind so you can return to a task or move on to your next one with increased energy. Some tips for increasing your movement levels include taking the stairs, parking further away and walking, getting up from your chair every 20 to 30 minutes, and taking a walk around the block during break times. It's important to get away from the mindset that you need to do a full 1 hour intense workout to receive the benefits. In fact, if you're working on how to have more energy, a short burst of movement to simply get the heart rate up and blood flowing could be more beneficial. If your body is tired and depleted, a high intensity or long workout could make you feel more tired. Mind your stress. Modern lifestyle can be busy with an array of stresses, which can lead to low energy levels. Stress management is a key component in how to have more energy. Try the following stress-reducing tips to increase your energy levels. 1. Practice regular belly breathing. Stop and take 10 deep breaths with your eyes closed. Place one hand on your belly and feel it rise as you breathe in and lower as you breathe out. 2. Do less. Choose to do only the most important things. 3. Find some me time every day. And 4, spend less time on electronic gadgets such as laptops, phones, and iPads. Sleep well. Just as electronic gadgets can lead to increased feelings of stress, as we are constantly on alert, they can also affect your quality of sleep. You're probably aware that sleep is a key consideration when you're trying to figure out how to have more energy. Just like exercise and nutrition, it requires focus and planned action steps in order to improve it. So, switch off all devices at least 2 hours before bed and avoid bright lights during this time too. Be wary of caffeine-containing beverages. If you have any trouble getting to sleep or waking during the night, caffeine is best avoided after midday. Are you uninspired? This is a question you should ask yourself if you want to know how to have more energy. Sometimes boredom or a lack of inspiration for your job or life in general can lead you to believe you're low on energy. Instead, you could be simply uninspired and lacking motivation. If you think this might be the case, start by brainstorming the things that you love doing. What gets you excited or inspired? What makes you laugh out loud? What makes you jump for joy? How can you put more of these things into your life? Are certain things or people bringing you down? How can you do less of these things or spend less time with these folks? Identifying and becoming aware of where your lack of inspiration comes from is the first step toward taking action to improve things. All of these holistic health and fitness areas are closely linked. Work on small changes, one at a time, to feel healthy, happy, and more energized. If you feel like you're nailing all the suggestions previously mentioned, but you're still feeling low on energy, you may need to look deeper into the reasons that you're feeling low on energy. Start with a trip to your health professional for some basic tests such as vitamins, minerals, thyroid health, and lingering viruses. Your doctor will know what to check. You just listened to the post titled, How to Have More Energy in 6 Steps by Ellie McGinnis of elliemcginnis.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Today's author, Ellie, had some wonderful suggestions to help us feel our best. Now, sometimes as we hear or see a list of things we should be doing, we may realize that we don't perform any of them. This realization can easily lead to frustration and even more stress. So here's what I want you to do. Whenever you hear or see a list of potential behaviors that you want to be doing, but maybe aren't right now, please try not to feel too overwhelmed. Instead, as Ellie said, just pick one behavior and start there. Now you may be wondering, well, which one should I start with? Which one is most likely to make the biggest impact? Well, actually, the most important thing is to just start. So pick the one behavior that jumped out at you, the one that made you stop and think, ooh, I like that suggestion. I've been meaning to work on that one. Well, that's your starting point. Work on that for a while, and once that feels comfortable, it's time to add another one. Follow these steps until, before you know it, you've created a brand new lifestyle. All right, that'll do it for the Monday episode. I hope you're having a great start to your week, and I'll be back here tomorrow, as usual, where your optimal life awaits.